News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are solid conservative, just plain right. 4:25 p.m., headed into the final stages of the day, moving to number three on the Triple Dipper. So I said that number three on the Triple Dipper is refund the police. So there's been an amazing thing happening. Have you noticed it? There was all this defund the police stuff going on last year. It was fashionable, wasn't it? Liberals loved it. What a great opportunity to lash out at those scurrilous individuals in blue who go out there and try to protect our streets. What are they thinking they're doing? Now, it just got so far out of hand. And now if you look at the crime rates in those cities that truly followed through on the mantra of defund the police, some of those same cities now are in buyer's remorse. Or in this case, maybe it's seller's remorse. And they're literally coming back on that going, well, maybe we need to change our tune. Not the least of which was the knucklehead mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, who was truly calling for defunding the police. She did defund the police. Now she's out there giving, you know, these speeches laced with profanity where she talks about the BS in our city is going to stop. We're going to be putting more cops on the street. Well, folks, it's unconscionable, but it's happening right now. And so we're going to spend some time here talking about the fact that there is an effort to refund the police, but also some things that are even happening right here in the state of Alabama and with our politicians like Tommy Tuberville up in D.C. Efforts being made to make sure that defund the police movement doesn't happen. And some of the ways that our municipalities are looking at, how can we enhance our law enforcement? And well, they should. So here's the deal. Defund the police was literally a mistake from the get-go. One of the true essential services, one of the true responsibilities of any governing body is to provide for the safety and the welfare, the protection of life, limb, and property in their jurisdiction. That includes municipalities providing law enforcement. And the men and women in blue who go out and respond to things, you know, sometimes in the dark of night. I mean, can you imagine being a sheriff's deputy in a rural county and you get a call for a domestic disturbance and you've got to drive to the backside of the county by yourself into what police officers often say is one of the most dangerous situations, a domestic disturbance, and do the best you can? Show me somebody else wants that job. Well, the people who do want that job, they are worth having. And the idea that we're going to defund them is absolutely a misnomer. Folks, I'm just telling you, this defund the police movement was not worth the airtime it was given, but yet it got all kinds of play, didn't it? I mean, the squad up in D.C., they were all about it. Cori Bush was, she was all about it. Even right here in Alabama, you had Mayor of Birmingham, Randall Woodfin, who put some things in place that limited his police officers' ability to do their jobs. Well, he's changed his tune a little bit. So is London Breed out in San Francisco, who defunded by the millions the police force. San Francisco is coming apart at the seams right now. So what I'm saying is this. Refund the police, while it may be hypocrisy, it's kind of hard to fuss at them for finally getting it and doing the right thing. At the very same time, they do not need to pretend or act like that they didn't call for defunding. So I'm going to talk about some of these things. We get back from this break. I got some stories. Some are going to curl your hair, but they're worth hearing because our men and women in blue, yeah, they're back in favor with those who they lost favor with before. I take it back, those who discarded them before. But there's a lot of us, a whole lot of us, a whole bunch of you folks out there, you right side ruffians, who you love your police officers, your deputies, you love those folks in federal law enforcement because you know what they mean to our community. We're going to talk about it in more detail right after this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
This is News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. News starts now.
A warning from White House Coronavirus Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients. With Omicron cases on the rise,
if you are vaccinated, you could test positive. But if you do get COVID, your case will likely be asymptomatic or mild.
The NFL is pushing back several weekend games. The NHL postponing games or playing them without crowds. The defense has rested in the trial of Jeffrey Epstein's partner and alleged accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter on the witness stand today in her trial.
I remember yelling, taser, 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 and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter claims she mistakenly grabbed her gun instead of her taser, fatally shooting Dante Wright. A Capitol rioter who attacked police officers trying to hold back the angry mob on January 6th has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Leaves are turning, temps are falling. Don't wait till you're cold before you start calling. Hey, this is Joey with Superior Heating and Air. Yeah, I'm still not a poet. I keep trying, though. But it is time to give Superior Heating and Air a call at 256-837-2525 to get your heating system serviced for the winter. We will service your existing system and get it ready. Or if you need a replacement system, we have the new heat pumps available that are 69% more efficient than your old one. Give us a call today at 256-837-2525. And remember, at Superior Heating and Air, we'll keep the heat on for you.
The holidays are here. Don't let your family and friends breathe in polluted air. Call the Duct Doctor. Armed with the most powerful air ducts cleaning vacuum in the industry, the Duct Doctor will come to your home or business and get rid of all the nasty dust, dander, allergens, and bacterial growth that infest your airways. They're the experts in cleaning your air ducts and dryer vents because that's all they do. So this holiday season, call the Duct Doctor, 256-929-6500, and online at ductdoctorhuntsville.com.
Registered contractor 872-11.
Hey men, the holidays are upon us, and now is the perfect time to get your body tuned up. If you've been feeling sluggish, not as much energy as usual, low sex drive, or feel like you're walking around in a fog, schedule a visit at the Huntsville Men's Clinic. Maybe things haven't been working right in the bedroom, and erectile dysfunction has crept its way in. Don't worry. Hope has arrived at the Huntsville Men's Clinic. There are treatment options to help you enjoy the holiday season feeling more energetic and in the mood to spend quality time with your partner. Your family deserves your best self. The urologist and his providers at the Huntsville Men's Clinic are dedicated to helping you be happier and healthier. Erectile dysfunction and low testosterone are all they do. $99 for the initial consultation, and you'll have your testosterone numbers while you wait. Call 256-368-0333. That's 256-368-0333, or go to HuntsvilleMen'sClinic.com and give yourself the gift of a great holiday season. Hey men, the holidays are upon us, and now is the perfect time to get your body tuned up. If you've been feeling sluggish, not as much energy as usual, low sex drive, or feel like you're walking around in a fog, schedule a visit at the Huntsville Men's Clinic.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
Otter Creek Farmstead and Distillery in Northeast Alabama is one of the South's top venues for wing shooting trips, corporate retreats, weddings, and special events. We offer 12 luxuriously appointed guest rooms, beautifully manicured grounds, indoor and outdoor entertainment spaces for a variety of group sizes, hundreds of acres of prime upland habitat, and a culinary team to accommodate all your food and beverage needs. Call us at 256-892-2177 or visit our website at ottercreekfarmstead.com and let us take care of the details for your next getaway.
Did you know there are cash and tax credit incentives available through more than 3,000 different government programs for businesses of all industries and sizes? How am I supposed to figure this out?
Yeah, it's confusing, but we used e-tax breaks to figure it out. They can maximize your tax incentives and already recovered over $2 billion for their clients, like incentives for hiring employees from certain demographics and even retaining employees through the pandemic.
It's a lot to deal with, right?
Just go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside.
Your local voice of reason through the chaos of modern news and politics. Yaffe is on 9 to 11 a.m. on WVNN.
We'll be right back.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, 436 right now. Some of you guys are getting ready to go home for the weekend because it is Friday, and you're headed out, got car keys in hand, hit that go-home traffic. And let me just go ahead and take a second to suggest something to you. You may want to stop and get something on the way home, or you may want to have a Saturday morning feast. Just Love Coffee Cafe. So I'm sitting here. I was actually surfing through my Twitter account just a minute ago, and I stumbled across the images of when I was over at Just Love Coffee Cafe not too long ago, and Travis, who runs the place, was giving me a class on how to do pour-over coffee, which is like one of my favorite things. So I've got a bunch of beans that I bought while I was there. I'm making some pour-over coffee in the morning. You might want to consider, though, a Saturday morning, you go to Just Love Coffee. You get an amazing, like a cappuccino or some of their best roasts. They got Christmas roasts right now, or they can do any other kind of caffeinated beverage or non-caffeinated for that matter. But then they've also got like waffles, and they've got like the Berry Berry Boberry waffle. They've got the womlet, which is an omelet cooked in a waffle iron. They've got any number of other things that you might want to just enjoy. Take the kids, you know, have a good Saturday morning. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all the caffeine you could possibly want in various forms. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, tell you what, we're moving to the final segment of the show here in the third part of the Triple Dipper. This time it's called Refund the Police. Refund the Police. Well, so I said right before the break, there's been a big turnaround by some of these folks who have, and I'm going to call it seller's remorse, from the fact that they were all about it. Oh, Lord, Black Lives Matter. They're going to come march on our streets. We better go ahead and tell them that we'll defund the police. And now they're having seller's remorse because they sold off their security to appease some people who weren't going to be satisfied no matter what they did. Well, let me play a clip for you. Copper, you got clip one ready? You good to go on that? I'm going to play clip one. Yeah, so Leo Terrell was on a segment on Fox. He talked about the fact that there's a new poll out right now that shows that Americans are overwhelmingly dissatisfied with efforts by the Biden administration to create a safe law enforcement style sense of security around the nation. Leo Terrell puts it in good words, and then I'll come back and provide some more commentary. Go ahead and hit clip one, Copper.
The Biden administration a failing grade as crime continues to spiral out of control all across the country. A new Fox Business poll shows 57% of voters disapprove of how President Biden is handling crime. That's up 6 points from just August. Leo Terrell is a civil rights attorney and Fox News contributor. Leo, before we get your thoughts, because I know you got some, I want to just show you a couple other things from this Fox Business poll on what's causing the uptick in crime. So you can see there, 21% of people say breakdown of moral values, 15% weaker criminal penalties, and then you can see the rest, including availability of guns and decreased police funding. You take those first four, let's even give the administration the fifth one, effects of the pandemic, 11%. But you take those first four in particular, and that shows you that people really think that the issue of moral values and weaker criminal penalties are a very dangerous combination for the country.
You're absolutely right, Dana. And let's be very clear, Joe Biden has done nothing, absolutely nothing, on trying to reduce the crime violence in these Democratic cities. Why, Dana? Because they're in denial. These are run by progressive cities throughout the entire country. If he wants to do something, he's going to have to go on television and personally criticize these progressive Democratic prosecutors. He's done absolutely nothing. And what's actually happening is that these Democratic cities are in denial of crime. You have a district attorney in Philadelphia who says, we don't have a crime crisis. We don't have a crime crisis at all. They don't see it because they believe in complete police reform. Last point, they believe that all cops are bad, these progressive Democrat prosecutors, and they believe that black and brown people do not support the police. Both are lies. Mm.
You're in L.A., but well north of you in San Francisco.
All right, go ahead and stop it right there, Copper. So the reality is this. He's right. It's a lie that there are any demographics of people in the United States who don't want security in their communities. And security is provided by adequate law enforcement. And adequate law enforcement requires funding. And when you defund the police, you wind up decreasing security. It's kind of common sense, right? I mean, I look at it and go, huh, I don't think it takes a rocket surgeon to figure that one out. But the reality is a lot of liberal leadership in various communities bought into the idea that if they defund the police, it'll be okay. It'll all work out. We'll have a good time. Well, how'd that work out for Portland? How's that working out for San Francisco? How'd that work out for Minnesota? How did it work out for any number of other communities? Chicago, come on. So I'm looking at it right now. Here's a story in Newsweek. Newsweek's got a report that came out just this past Sunday. A new poll, referenced right there in that story a moment ago, or that clip, a new poll found that few Americans approve of the way President Joe Biden's handling crime. The ABC News Ipsos poll showed that only 36% of Americans approve of the way Biden's handling crime. That's down from 43% just a month ago, or 2 months ago. Listen, I'm just saying it's gotten awful. And when you look at some of the things that are being said firsthand in different places, let's take a look at this. Here's a story off of Fox. Big interview with a guy named Dermot Shea. He's the outgoing police commissioner for New York City. All right, he leaves on December 31st. He did a full half-hour interview with Fox in which he is pretty clear. Shea said he didn't think there's any doubt at all that offenders, you know, violent offenders or criminal offenders feel emboldened because of the current environment. He says there's a problem right now. Criminals are emboldened. Criminals have no fear of anything happening to them. To pretend that's not the case, we're going to have more bloodshed. I think you have to acknowledge it. And he goes on to say that, you know, this article goes on to say that literally crime is, now, he had a heck of a time, by the way. He took his position as commissioner literally right as the COVID pandemic started, and then the race riot started. And can you imagine that you took office and within a couple of months, it's kind of like George Bush taking office and bam, 9/11 happens. But what we're looking at here is he is saying that literally crime has gone up because of there's been a leadership push to defund and to restrict the efforts of police officers to do their job. He was very clear about the fact that he and Mayor de Blasio clashed. He said, it's been complicated. I don't think it's been the healthiest relationship. And he goes on to talk about certain things like, for instance, the Fox News Christmas tree that was set on fire. He says, when someone sets fire to a Christmas tree and then gets let out of jail, when someone tries to set a police car on fire and was arrested for the same thing over the summer, you know, when a kid is now dead and he's been arrested 3 or 4 times for possession of a firearm in the last 2 years, he said it's not about crime statistic. It's like, what are we doing right now? It doesn't mean, quote, he says, doesn't mean it has to be a deep political conversation about incarceration or anything else, but let's at least learn from the incidents that are happening. I'm just telling you, this interview with Dermot Shea, the outgoing commissioner of police in New York City, pretty telling and pretty sharp. But then you got to look at it. And by the way, I haven't come back to Alabama yet. I'm going to get some Alabama stuff going here. Did you see what happened with San Francisco? So San Francisco Mayor London Breed, how does she ever get elected? How did she get in office? How does she become the mayor of a city like San Francisco? Okay, White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Thursday cheered San Francisco Mayor London Breed's decision to launch a policing crackdown in response to the surge in thefts. There's a complete level of forgetfulness that I cannot even begin to describe to you, since just last year, this same mayor, London Breed, a Democrat, reduced the local police budget by $120 million. $120 million. She's an activist mayor, and she went in there and said, let's defund the police. Now she comes out and in a profanity-laced speech, which, by the way, I get that people are going to cuss behind closed doors, but when you get up as a politician to give a speech to your constituents, that is not the time to be throwing out the BS terms and all that kind of stuff. That is just classless. So she suddenly did an about-face this week and says, all the blankety-blank has destroyed our city. We're going to cracking down. She goes, she says, literally, that she knows she's not going to make some people happy doing this, but she's going to do it. Well, how about this? San Francisco, since her defunding, larceny is up 18%. That's right. Home burglaries are down slightly, but assaults are up 9% and murders are up 15%. That's your city, Mayor London Breed. You defunded the police $120 million, and now suddenly you're having seller's remorse. Well, let's talk about Alabama. All right? I got some stuff here on Birmingham and Huntsville. Birmingham Mayor, I called this out on the show back in July. Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin, obviously the most liberal mayor, one of the most liberal mayors in the entire Southeast, but certainly the most liberal mayor, potentially, I guess, in Alabama. Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin, in July of this year, issued a statement saying that there would no longer be no-knock search warrants or use of flashbang devices in serving warrants. Why? Why would he do that? Had there been an issue in Birmingham? No. He was responding to the George Floyd incident in Minneapolis and the Breonna Taylor incident in Louisville. He was looking around the nation. He was checking what he considered to be sensationalism. He was espousing the liberal mantra that police do things wrong, and he immediately changed the rules of engagement and made sure that you could not use non-lethal use of force things like flashbang grenades. Now, the word grenade sounds scary. I get it. But a flashbang is nothing more than what it says. It's a flashbang. It's designed to disorient the bad guys when you go through the door. The last thing you want to do is have to knock, when you've got probable cause to believe that an armed felon is behind that door and that you need to get in the building to save life, limb, or property. I keep using that term, but it's a real term, life, limb, or property. And now you have to knock on the door, open the door, and go through the door without the ability to literally catch them off guard or to disorient them with flashbangs. You have just put your police officers at risk. So that's the mayor of Birmingham. Well, interesting thing, he's coming back around. The mayor of Birmingham has now increased the budget for police by $11 million. And the mayor of Birmingham has now also said that he's going to sign a contract with ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Birmingham Police Department, and have greater coordination between federal and state authorities. Ain't that interesting? Ain't that interesting? That guy has now changed things. And he's having seller's remorse and coming back around. All right, folks, we're going to run to a short break. Copper, take us to a break. We get back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some things that have happened in Huntsville and some things that are happening with our own Senator Tuberville. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, I know we had Rich from Huntsville had called in a moment ago. We're going to go ahead and have to move through some stuff today, Rich. If I don't get a chance to talk about Huntsville and their police reforms and that kind of thing, I'll never get to it. So I'm going to try and get that done now instead, and I appreciate you trying to call in. Hey, listen, so here's the deal. Couple things in this refund the police effort. Let me just go ahead and tell you. So I talked about Birmingham a moment ago. I talked about the fact that Birmingham's mayor was all about, restricting police efforts and responding to the perceived crises in other places around the nation and then implementing restrictions on his police force here, which I find to be very disingenuous. He now has flipped and he's enhancing the police force, I guess, by signing contracts with ICE to promote cross joint operations with federal enforcement, as well as upping the budget. Well, right now in Huntsville, I've got a story here. This one came out in July of 2021. This is a few months old. But as I began to resource this particular story, I knew I couldn't just talk about one major city and not talk about the other major city that's right here in this listening area. So in you may recall in June of 2020, there was an incident during all of the hyperactivity with riots and with protests and things around. There was protests around the courthouse, in Huntsville, and police in Huntsville had to respond with tear gas. I say had to respond because they made a decision on the ground, and that was determined to be the best thing necessary to prevent further issues. So the mayor in July of this year, the mayor Tommy Battle's office, came out with a 5 action points plan that did call for some changes in the way they work with large-scale event organizers, but it also defended the release of tear gas. So first thing I'm going to say is I appreciate that, because what you're not seeing in a lot of places right now is a mayor's office being willing to back the law enforcement. Right now, what you too often see is a kowtowing to social justice interests and liberal interests that basically is at the expense of their relationship with their own law enforcement. That's like a general disavowing his troops, all right? Well, I appreciate the fact that Mayor Battle's office is defending the fact that the police officers did what they thought was the right thing to do, and their command element had authorized them to do, and they were not outside of their rules of engagement. Now, the mayor's office did have several points that they're going to work on, one of which is they're going to work more closely with event organizers. Some of those events, those riots did take place, were permitted. They're going to work closely with event organizers to try and make sure the events don't stray from what is planned. I get that. It's a good idea. The other thing they talked about was they defended the use of tear gas, like I said, but, you know, it went on to say that that was not well received. Councilman Bill Kling, right here in Huntsville, he said the tear gas should not have been released. Well, I would question whether or not Bill Kling's ever been out in the middle of a riot wearing a blue uniform. I doubt it. I doubt it. But then again, he's not the mayor. The point also went on to say that they were going to try to develop a interagency plan between the Madison County Sheriff's Office and the Madison Police for single operating plans in multi-agency events. What that basically means is they're going to develop a standard operating procedure for how the two entities will join together to be able to respond to things. That way they're on the same sheet. You know, it's amazing how small SOPs, standard operating procedures between units, can create dysfunction on the battlefield, if you will. Not the least of which is I can remember as a state senator trying to help get funding for putting all of our volunteer fire departments and EMA and others all on the same radio frequencies. They couldn't talk to each other when they had like tornado relief and they were all called out. You go to a joint operations center where they're trying to run interagency operations and they had to keep running back to find out what was new because they couldn't talk to each other on the radio. Well, it's amazing what happens when you don't have that kind of congruency or that plan. So I'm glad to see that being part of Mayor Battle's plan. On top of that, they also talked about the fact that they're going to be looking at permit applications in the future. And overall, I think it worked out well. Last thing I'll tell you, try to end it, is that our own Senator Tommy Tuberville, in August, he was successful at having an amendment passed to the budget that said if you defund your police, you will not have the tab picked up by the federal government. Good luck to you. And yeah, thank you, Senator Tuberville. Well, I hear the music playing. That means we're down to it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Listen, folks, you have a great weekend. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We'll be back on Monday, Copper Night, 2 o'clock. Y'all take care.